Old MacDonald didn't have a troll farm, but that's the first subject today on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus, and we're happy to have you watching. 2 years ago, American investigators accused a Russian organization of interfering with the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The Russian group is the Internet Research Agency. U.S. officials say it's a troll farm, a group that aims to anger or provoke people on the Internet, creating fake identities, posing as Americans online, criticizing some of the U.S. presidential candidates. This is how the U.S. Justice Department said the Internet Research Agency tried to deceive Americans. Russia called the accusation absurd and not based on any facts. But now, Facebook says people connected to the Internet Research Agency are trying to target Americans again. According to the social media company, Russian operatives tried to deceive Americans with computer-generated photos of people, Facebook accounts and pages, and a website designed to look like a news outlet. Facebook says the Russian organization was probably shut down before it became very influential, but it points to this as evidence that Russia's trying to interfere with the upcoming U.S. election. Peace Data is the website accused of being part of the Russian operation. It's published more than 500 stories in English this year and 200 in Arabic. It says it's a global news organization and calls Facebook's accusations a lie. Facebook says its findings were the result of an FBI tip that came in July and that it used so-called technical indicators to link the info to Russia's Internet Research Agency. The FBI says it's been working to better prevent online threats to U.S. national security and democratic processes. As far as the U.S. economy goes, it's a mixed bag. Important economic indicators like retail sales, industrial production, and new home construction, they took a hit in March and April as businesses nationwide shut down. The unemployment rate, the percentage of American workers without jobs, hit 14.7% in April. That was after almost 2 years of record lows at or below 4%. It has improved since then to 10.2%, and the new unemployment report that comes out Friday will give us more info. The stock market, meanwhile, has been soaring, but that too has mixed reasons.